ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमास्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। पेज् नम्बर् 174। सर्वेषामपि अन्नरसविकारत्वे ब्रह्मवंशत्वे च अविशिष्टे कस्मात् पुरुषः एव गृह्यते। This line is introduced in the brief paragraph. From the food alone is born the body of every being. I'm reading in page number 174. From the food alone is born the body of every being, whether it is cow's body or Devadatta's body. But then here, human body alone is considered for enquiry. Annat Purushaha. Why human body alone is mentioned here? Bhashya raises a question and answers. Sarveshamapi annarasa vikaratve. Even though all bodies are modified forms of food essence, Brahma vamshyatve, and all bodies are born of Brahman without exception. Avisishte without any exception. Kasmat purushaha eva grihyate. For what reason is the human body alone taken up for enquiry? So, sarveshamapi annarasa vikaratve, brahma vamshyatve cha avisishte, kasmat purushaha eva grihyate. Even though all bodies are modified forms of the essence of food and are born of Brahman without exception, for what reason is the human body alone is taken up for enquiry? Why is it said annat purushaha? From the essence of the food eaten and assimilated alone, all bodies are born. Be it a tree or an insect or a bird or an animal or a human being. Why this partiality in reference? Brahma vamsha means the source of all of them is Brahman alone. There is no visesha, exception at all. Kasmat purushaha eva grihyate. For what reason is a human body alone mentioned here? By saying annat purushaha. Pradhanyat. Kim punaha pradhanyam. Karma jnana adhikaraha. Purushaha eva hi. Shaktatvat, Arthitvat, Aparyudastatvat, Karma Jnana Yoho Adhikriyate. First reason he says, why a human body is taken for enquiry into the nature of the self, reality. Pradhanyat, Pradhanyam, importance. Pradhanyat, due to the importance of the human body. Human body alone has importance. Important of all the bodies. Why importance? Kim punaha pradhanyat. What is the importance? Karma jnana adhikaraha. See, human being alone is eligible. Adhikaraha, eligibility, qualification. Human being alone have the eligibility for performing a karma ritual and also for knowledge, for knowing the truth. Why human being alone has the adhikara qualification? First, why human body alone is taken for analysis? Because of its importance. Why this human body alone is important? What is the importance? What is about its importance? Karma jnana adhikaraha. Because human being alone is eligible for performing karma and attainment of knowledge for attaining jnanam. Then, what is the eligibility? He says, how human being alone is eligible for performing karma, how human being alone is qualified, eligible for attaining jnanam. That is said, purushah yevahi shaktatvat. Human being alone is capable, has the status of being capable. Arthitvat. Human being alone has the status of being desirous. And apariyudastatvat. Apariyudastatvat. Human being alone, apariyudastatvat, has a status of being not indifferent. Human being alone has the status of being non-indifferent. Indifferent to the actions and results. Therefore, because of these three reasons, human being alone is eligible for human being alone is eligible for the attainment of jnanam and karma. That is what is his speciality. Therefore, human being is taken here for human body is taken for analysis. Pradhanyat kim punah pradhanyam karma jnanadhikaraha purushah evahi shaktatvat arthitvat apariyudastatvacha karma jnanayoho adhikriyate. Because of its importance, again, what is its importance? Human beings only have the eligibility for karma and knowledge. To explain, a human being alone is qualified for karma and knowledge because he has the capacity, desire for various ends and non-difference to the action and its results. Among the living beings on this planet, a human being alone is to be addressed because of his or her importance. Pradhanasya bhavaha pradhanyam. What is the importance of a human being? Karma jnana adhikaraha. Karmani jnanecha adhikaraha. Karmani jnanecha adhikaraha. A human being alone has the eligibility for karma and jnanam. Karma includes meditation. Jnanam is atma jnanam. A human being has the unique free will. Will to do or not to do, or to do a thing differently, and work for gaining punyam and avoiding papam. A human being alone can desire for knowledge, also to gain moksha. Everyone is fully conscious of one's limitations and therefore constantly struggles in life. So one can desire to gain freedom by knowledge. If you give a Taittiriya Upanishad book to a donkey, it will not only take it inside, it will digest the whole thing. Printed papers contain lead, which is poison. Therefore, you have to give plain paper with just Maunavakya. This is Swami's joke. Plain paper is Maunavyakyanam. That is good for a donkey. A human being has a sense of dissatisfaction, driving him to search for a solution. Therefore, he is always interested in karma. He is always interested in karma, karma phalam, and also knowledge. Even if a person says, I am not working for karma phalam, I work because I love to work. That is the karma phalam. You get some satisfaction there. All these make a human being important in the inquiry. Bhashyakara gives three reasons why a human being has adhikara for karma and jnanam. Shaktatvat, yogyatvat, because he has buddhi, which is a discriminating faculty, he can do viveka and understand things of the world and act accordingly. Then, arthitvat, he has the capacity to desire. That is why a cow does not come inside the lecture hall, even though it is grazing within the Gurukulam campus near the hall. A human being has the desire for various types of purushartha. Lastly, apariyudastatvat, pariyudastatvam. See, apariyudastatvat, there is absence of pariyudasaha, rejection. See, udasaha, I tell you, udasinata, pariyudasaha. Pariyudasaha means rejection, indifference towards urges that take place in oneself. See, human being is different from animals. When there is, suppose an animal can have, see, all the very natural for all the living beings to have this biological instincts, biological needs, hunger, thirst and sex. It is natural for all the human living beings, not only for the human beings. But human being is not like an animal. So that's what this, the rejection, absence of rejection, the indifference towards urges that take place in oneself. One cannot stay with them, or he or she always wants a change. Again, suppose I don't want, one more thing I tell you, mostly, suppose I don't like this place. I want to move from here. I don't want to live in this place. I don't want to work in this office. I don't want to eat this food. So some change, always constantly change is something required. That is only for a human being. So suppose the dog doesn't have such a feeling, you know, I don't want to live in Bahamas. I know that the dogs are playing around here. They do not know anything about the storm. They're not worried. The dogs are cats. They have no clue. They're just simply living and playing. They have no clue. I don't want to live here. It's very hot here. No complaint. Which means such a wanting change, desire for change is also only for human beings. It's called apariyudastatvam. Apariyudastatvam. Aparyudasaha. So absence of paryudasaha. One cannot stay with them, and he or she always wants to change. There is no indifference towards a better atmosphere, more conducive situation, and desirable changes in life. Okay? The human being alone has this desire for change in everything. Desire to live, desire for change in also. Because of these three reasons, human being is eligible for attaining jnanam and moksha, the jnanam and performing karma. Therefore, human being is what? Eligible for attainment of moksha. Purushetu eva avista, okay, purushetveva vistaramatma sahi prajnanena sampannatamaha vijnatam vadati vijnatam pashyati veda shvastanam veda lokalokau martyena amritam ipsati iti evam sampannaha atha itaresham pashunam அசனாயா பிபாசே ஏவ அபிவிஜானம் இதி ஸ்ருத்யந்தராத். So he also quotes a mantra from Aitreya Aranyakam. What he says, Purushetu Yeva Avistaram Atma. Purushetu Yeva Avistaram Atma. He says, Shruti says, human being only has the uninhibited manifestation of consciousness. Avistaram Atma means uninhibited manifestation of Atma, the consciousness. Sahi Prajnanena Sampanna Tamaha. Prajnanena Sampanna Tamaha. A human being is endowed with the discriminative power. Prajnanena Sampanna Tamaha. Vijnantam Vadati. He communicates whatever he knows. Vijnantam Pashyati. He converts indirect knowledge into a direct one. Shvastanam Veda. He visualizes the future events. Shvaha means tomorrow. Shvastanam Veda. He visualizes the future events. What's going to happen tomorrow, etc. Loka Lokau. Martyena Amritam Ipsati. He desires to achieve immortality through finite means. Martyena Amritam Ipsati. He knows the ends and means. See, Loka Lokau means means and ends. He knows the ends and means. He desires to achieve immortality through finite means. A human being, okay, then atha itaresham pashunam ashanaya pipase eva abhijnanam. A human being is thus endowed with all this, whereas in the case of other beings, they have only knowledge with regard to hunger and thirst. So the animals have only knowledge with regard to hunger and thirst. That is said in the Aitreya Aranyakam. Second chapter, third section, second mantra in the fifth part or something. Okay, anyway, what is given itself is enough for you. We are not going to search for it. Purushetu Yeva Avistaram Atma. Sahi prajnanena sampanna tamaha vijnatam vadati pashyati veda. Vijnatam vadati pashyati veda. Shvastanam veda shvastanam veda si veda shvastanam kama veda loka lokau martyena amrutam ipsati. Martyena amrutam ipsati. Evam sampannaha atha itaresham pashunam ashanaya pipase eva abhivijnanam iti shrutyantra darshanat. Another shruti says, human being only has the uninhibited manifestation of consciousness. He alone is endowed with discriminative power. He communicates whatever he knows. He converts indirect knowledge into a direct one. He visualizes the future events. He knows the ends and means. He desires to achieve immortality through finite means. A human being is thus endowed with all this, whereas in the case of other beings, they have only knowledge with regard to hunger and thirst. Purushetu eva, in human body alone, avistaram atishayena prakatitaha atma. Avistaram means atishayena prakatitaha atma. Consciousness is uninhibited. In animals, etc., self-consciousness is inhibited. Therefore, there is no self-judgment in them. A cow is self-conscious in the sense that it is able to recognize another cow, which is necessary for maintenance of the species progeny. It does not have any other self-judgment, as we see from its behavior. Suppose a cow does have shapely horns. It does not go for plastic surgery. The moment you become conscious of yourself and your limitations, basic spiritual motivation begins. If that is addressed, then you stay there. Otherwise, you remain religious, you work for heaven, etc. That is why religions of the world do not have spirituality. To be spiritual, the goal should be there, right now. Here Bhashyakara quotes Aitreya Aranyakam in support of what he said. Sahi prajnanena sampanna tamaha vijnatam vadati. I'll read the again. Sahi prajnanena sampanna tamaha vijnatam vadati vijnatam pashyati veda shvastanam veda loka lokav martyena amrutam ipsati ityevam sampannaha. Atha itaresham pashunam ashanaya pipase eva abhivijnanam. A human being is, I'm reading in page number 178, second paragraph. A human being is endowed with the prajna, vivekaha, to analyze and understand things. See, the word prajna has different meanings in different contexts. Okay, prajna means consciousness also. So here we are taking it as viveka. And to analyze and understand things, an animal also has some prajna, but in a human being, it is in superlative degree. And that is why the suffix tamap is one of, make a note, Sanskrit students, tamap is one of the suffixes. So tamap is the used in the sampanna tamaha. Tamap, tarat, prefixes we have. Gunavan, gunavat taraha, gunavat tamaha. Buddhiman, buddhimat taraha, buddhimat tamaha. It's called tamap pratyaya. So a human being, but in a human being it is in superlative degree. And that is why the suffix tamap is used in sampanna tamaha. He has uninhibited consciousness. Vijnatam vadati. He has language to communicate what he knows. Parokshena vijnatam pashyati. What he comes to know indirectly, he sees them directly. Suppose he reads about a place called Hawaii. Then he makes efforts to go to Hawaii and sees. He hears about Swarga. He works for going to Swarga. And he goes to Swastanam Veda. He knows what will happen the next day. Loka Loka Veda. He knows desirable lokas and also aloka. These undesirable ones. Martyena Karmana Amritam Swargam Ipsati. With Martyena Karmana. Martyena, it means a time bound. Martyena Karmana. With a time-bound action, limited action, amritam swargam ipsati. He desires for a big result. That is swarga. He is thus endowed with all these things. Atha itaresham pashunam. Atha, on the other hand, for other things, other beings. Itaresham pashunam, for other beings. Ashanaya pipase eva abhivijnanam. They have knowledge only with respect to their ashanaya and pipasa. So here, self-consciousness is what? Is actually knowledge of self-existence. Knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am. That makes the human being most exalted. Okay, now I'm going to read page number 179. Sahi Purushaha Iha. Any questions in this page? Can you go ahead?
Swamini, okay. What is Swastanam? Shwaha is tomorrow. What is Shwaha? The next part of?
When you add Tana, tomorrow's. See, anything pertaining to tomorrow is tomorrow's. Today's Adya Adyatana. Hyaha Yastana. Shwaha Shwastana. Parashwastana. Okay. If you add Tana, Shukravarasya, Tana adds pertaining to that day.
Thank you, Swami.
See, Shwastana, tomorrow's. See, Adya, Hyaha, Shwaha, Parashwaha, Praparashwaha, these days. Add Tana. See, Indra, today, Adya. Today's Indraya, Nihalchi. Today's, Nisa, Adya, Tana. We are in Tana. That is different from Tamap, okay? So, Sahi Purushaha, I'm reading page number 179. Sahi Purusha Iha, Purushaha Iha, Vidyaya, Antaratamam Brahma, Sankramayitum Ishtaha. Tasyacha, Bahyakara Visheshu, Anatmasu, Atma Bhavita Buddhihi, Analambya Visesham Kanchit, Sahasa, Antaratama Pratyagatma Vishaya Niralambanacha Kartum Ashakya Iti Drishta Sharira Atma Samanya Kalpanaya Shakagra Chandra Darshanavatu Antaha Praveshayan Aha Tasedame Vashiraha. Okay. Before we enter the next portion, Shankaracharya introduces the topic. Sahahi Purushaha. Sahahi Purushaha. Sahi Purushaha. Iha Vidyaya Antaratamam Brahma Sankramitam Ishtaha. It is this person who is desired to be taken to the innermost Brahman. Ishtaha. Ishtaha means he is desired. It is this person who is desired to be taken to the innermost Brahman. Atma. Brahman obtaining as the innermost Atma. Antaratamam Brahma Sankramayitum. Make him go to Brahma. Okay, the person, the individual human being is outside. Outside means what? His identity is with the external body, mind, and complex. So Upanishad has to help him see his Swarupam being Atma. So Upanishad's effort of helping him see the Atma is what? Shifting to have the cognitive shift. Cognitive shift has to take in him. For which to make him go from anatma to atma, Upanishad is making effort here. So saha hi purushaha iha vidyaya antaratamam brahma sankramayitam ishtaha. It is this person now who is desired to be taken to the innermost atma, brahmandi atma, through knowledge. How can Upanishad take us from the outermost body to the innermost Atma? Knowledge. Only through knowledge. Therefore it is said, Vidyaya. The sentence isn't passive voice sentence. Swamiji has written active voice meaning. See, the Upanishad here desires to lead that person. Mean to make that person reach. That's the meaning. Sankramayitum means to make him reach. The innermost Atma, which is Brahman, Vidyaya, through knowledge. Sahahi Purushaha Iha Vidyaya antaratamam brahma sankramayatum ishtaha. So Upanishad here desires to lead the person to the innermost Brahman through knowledge. Tasya cha bahyakara visheshesu bahya akara bahyakara visheshesu anatmasu atmabhavita buddhihi analambya visesham kanchit sahasa ಆಂತರತಮ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಗಾತ್ಮ ವಿಷಯ ನಿರಾಲಂಬನಾಚ ಕರ್ತುಂ ಅಶಕ್ಯ ಇತಿ. ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಅಶಕ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಅಟ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿ. ವೈ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಅಟ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಓರಿಯಂಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಐ ಇನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. So, bahya akara visheshesu anatmasu. Bahya akara visheshesu anatmasu. Atma bhavita buddhihi asti atasya. This human being has atma bhavita buddhihi, means I sense in anatma, which are the external. Bahya akara visheshesu anatmasu. ಆತ್ಮಭಾವಿತ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಅನಾಲಂಬ್ಯ ವಿಶೇಷಂ ಕಂಚಿತ್ ವಿಶೇಷಂ ಕಂಚಿತ್ ಅನಾಲಂಬ್ಯ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಲೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಎನಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಸಹಸ ಅಟ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಆಂತರತಮ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಗಾತ್ಮ ವಿಷಯ ನಿರಾಲಂಬನಾ ಕರ್ತುಂ ಅಶಕ್ಯ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿ, it is not possible at once for this buddhi, which is oriented towards having the sense of I in and external things that are not self, to become free from their hold and to come to the innermost Brahman without taking the help of some means. See, visesham analambya means without taking anything for help, okay, without taking the help of some means or the other. Kanchit visesham analambya, without taking the help of some means. Sahasa, at once. Antaratama pratyagatma vishaya niralambanacha kartum ashakya. It is not possible for the buddhi at once. Why? Because buddhi is oriented towards having the I sense in external things that are not self. Therefore, drishta sharira atma samanya kalpanaya. ದೃಷ್ಟ ಶರೀರ ಆತ್ಮ ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ಕಲ್ಪನೆಯ ಶಾಖಾಗ್ರ ಚಂದ್ರ ದರ್ಶನವತ್ ಅಂತ ಪ್ರವೇಶಯನ್ ಆಹ ತಸ್ಯೇದಮೇವ ಶಿರಃ. ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ದ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಗ್ರಾಜ್ಯುಲಿ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಆನ್ ಅನ್ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಜರ್ನಿ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಅಸಂಪ್ಷನ್. ವಾಟ್ ಅಸಂಪ್ಷನ್? ದೃಷ್ಟ ಶರೀರ ಆತ್ಮ ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ಕಲ್ಪನಾ ಅಸಂಪ್ಷನ್, ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಸಂಪ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ವಿಸಿಬಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ, ಲೈಕ್ ದಿ ಮೆಥಡಾಲಜಿ ಆಫ್ ಶೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಮೂನ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಟಿಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಬ್ರಾಂಚ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೋ ಆನ್. ಸೊ ಹೌ ಶಾಖಾ ಚಂದ್ರನ್ಯ, please make a note, Shakha Chandra Nyaya, okay, the analogy of seeing the digit of the moon on a rainy day or a cloudy day, this analogy is taken to say what? Because here the student has to be shown from the grossest body, he has to be shown the subtlest consciousness. In order to help him take his eye sense identified with the anatma, body, mind, sense complex, grossest physical body to subtlest consciousness. So to make him, to help him shift his I sense from the anatma, gross, tangible, body, mind, sense complex to subtlest, most abstract consciousness. And for that, what does Upanishad do? Drishta shariratma samanya kalpanaya. Means assuming, going along with his assumption of taking the visible body as atma, like in the methodology of showing the moon with the help of the tip of the branch, and says, this alone is its head, and so on. Okay. I read again. Sahi purushaha iha vidyaya antaratamam brahma sankramayitum ishtaha tasya cha bahyakara visheshesu anatmasu atmabhavita buddhihi. Full stop. Analambya visesham kanchit sahasa antaratama pratyagatma visheya niralambana cha kartum ashakya iti drishta sharira atma samanya kalpanaya shakha chandra darshanavat antav praveshayan aha. So the Upanishad here desires to take that person to the innermost Brahman through knowledge. But it is not possible at once for this buddhi, which is oriented towards having the sense of I in external things that are not self, to become free from their hold and come to the innermost Brahman without taking the help of some means. Therefore, the Upanishad leads him on an inner journey, going along with his assumption of taking the visible body as Atma, like the methodology of showing the moon with the help of the tip of the branch, and says, this alone is its head, and so on. Iha asmin prakarane, in this section, purushaha brahma sankramayitum prapayitum ishtaha. See, sankramayati is equal to prapayati. Prapnoti attains. Make him attain, make him reach. Causative verb is what? Prapayati. Prapnoti, regular verb. That is attains, gains. Prapayati, causative. Prapayati makes him attain. Make him attain. Causative verb. Prapayati. Another verb is what? Sankramayati. Sankramati. Sankramate. Sankramayati. Sankramati. Sankramate reaches. Sankramayati, make him reach. Prapayati. Therefore, iha asmin prakarane, iha in this section here, purushaha brahma sankramayitum prapayitum ishtaha. The purusha is desired, ishtaha. Purusha is desired to be brought to recognize Brahman, vidyaya, by knowledge. Later, of this purusha, it is said, annamayam atmanam upasankramati, anandamayam atmanam upasankramati. He crosses annamaya atma to anandamaya atma and knows Brahman. What kind of Brahman? Antaratmanam. Antaratamam Brahma. The innermost Brahman, beyond which there is nothing further to reach. To understand. With reference to Dirgdrishya difference, we say this is the innermost. It is not with reference to any location. This is the one which is the truth of the object. Everything else is subject to objectification. All objects seen by the eyes are variable, but eyes are the same, invariable with reference to what is seen. But eyes also are seen. They are subject to changing dharmas, like blindness and so on. When they are subject to change, there is somebody seeing the changes, and that is mind. Mind also has variable vrittis, witnessed by a sakshi. Who is never witnessed? The ultimate subject is called Pratyak, inner self. The word Pratyak is to be properly understood. It is not in the deep sleeps. It is not in the deep recesses of the heart, so that you dive deep within. Some people do say, Atma is all pervasive. And in the same breath, they also say, it is deep within. How is it possible? When we say something, we have to keep in mind. How is it possible? When we say something, we have to keep in mind the vision of the Shastra. So, Pratyak, inner, it is a innermost, it is, sorry, Pratyak, inner, is a point of view. If the Shruti desires that this person has to be taught about his oneness with Brahman, then it has to straightaway tell, you are Pratyagatman, Pratyagatma Brahman. What is the need for an elaborate discussion? The method of teaching, adopted by the Shruti is necessary because it has to account for Annamayaha. It has to account for Annamaya, etc., and that are experienced by all. What is this body mansions complex? What is this body mind sense complex? What about this jagat? All these can be answered only when you understand them as non-separate from Atma. And I am independent of all this. Then only the understanding that I am Sarvatma, all these can be answered only when you understand them and non-separate from Atma. I am independent of all this. Then only the understanding that I am Sarvatma, I am all that is here, will be clear. Therefore, a method is followed by the Shruti. And Bhashyakara introduces that method here through Pakshi Kalpana. Pakshi means bird. Through Pakshi Kalpana, a bird imagery. A method is followed by the Shruti, and Bhashyakara introduces that method here through Pakshi Kalpana, a bird imagery. The entire physical body is taken. The entire physical body is taken as a pakshi bird. We are not going to take an inner flight to rarefied regions. Where there is no sound, no air, no color, no smell, no taste. It is a flight in understanding. So, a pakshi kalpana is done. And the kalpana is for pranamaya onwards. The kalpana is for pranamaya onwards. Pranamaya is set up as a bird. It has a head, two wings, a body. That is the middle portion and a tail. This is the imagery. Manomaya is not included. So pranamaya is set up as a bird. It has a head, two wings, a body, that is middle portion and a tail. This is the imagery. Manomaya is also like a bird. Within the pranamaya, bird. And this imagery extends till Anandamaya. This body itself is likened to a bird. For the sake of the body itself is likened to a bird for the sake of pranamaya. Whatever limbs you have are equated to that of a bird. Your head is the head of the bird. If you face the east, right hand is the right wing. Left hand is left wing. The middle portion is Atma. The Angi. Your head is the head of the bird. If you face the east, right hand is the right wing. Left hand is left wing. The middle portion is Atma. The Angi and the feet are the tail. We do not ask. Why this kalpana is done? We do not ask why this kalpana is done. Shruti wants to take you to the innermost Brahman through this kalpana. And let us understand it. At every level, you have to recognize that for the time being, Annamaya is Atma, and Atma is also Annamaya. Both are one and the same. If the next step, you recognize that Annamaya is Atma, Atma is not Annamaya. But it is Pranamaya. Here also, for the time being, Pranamaya is Atma and Atma is Pranamaya. For the time being, Annamaya is Atma and Atma is also Annamaya. Both are one and the same. The next step, you recognize that Annamaya is Atma. Atma is not Annamaya. But it is Pranamaya. For the time being, Pranamaya is Atma, and thereafter Pranamaya is Atma. Thereafter Pranamaya is Atma, Atma is not Pranamaya. But it is Manomaya. At every stage, the Shruti says, Anyontara Atma Pranamayaha, Anyontara Atma Manomayaha, and negates Atma Buddhi in Annamaya, Pranamaya, and so on. Atma Buddhi means I sense. What is then Atma? Atma is Satyam Jnanam. What is then Atma? Atma is Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. So from Annamaya, we have to come to Satyam Jnanam Anantam. It's a long way. The Shastram is leading you. Atma Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. From Annamaya, we have to come to Satyam Jnanam Anantam. It is a long way. The Shastram is leading you through the prevailing Atma Buddhi in various Atmas, Anatmas. It does not understand this clearly. Either earlier statements like Esha, Purushaha, Annarasamayaha would contradict later statements. If one does not understand this clearly, earlier statements like Esha, Purusha, Annaha, Annarasamayaha sound. Would contradict later statements. Tasya purushasya bahyakara visheshesu anatmasu atma bhavita buddhihi. The purusha's atma buddhi is well entrenched in the anatmas that are bahyakara visheshaha, external objects available for objectification. The whole body is external, having a form and is objectified. The entire anatma is insentient and is limited time-wise, place-wise and object-wise. A person's buddhi is completely conditioned. A person's buddhi is completely conditioned by his thinking. These anatmas are myself. I am as good as my body mansions complex. That means I am insignificant. Therefore, sahasa, at once, immediately, kanchit visesham analambhya iva puha, kanchit visesham analambhya. Without an upaya means kartum shakyam kartum shakyam. It is not possible. Antaratma pratyagatma atma vishaya antaratma pratyagatma vishaya. To turn the attention of this person towards Pratyagatma to leave Brahman as the Vishaya. It is not possible Antaratma Pratyagatma Vishaya to turn the attention of this person towards Pratyagatma to have Brahman as Vishaya of Buddhi and make him gain the knowledge, I am Brahman. We have to add the clause without an upaya, the intelligent means, we have to add the clause, without an upaya, an intelligent means. It is not possible to lift a big stone with the two hands, so they used a big iron rod to lever it when the cranes were not there. Crane also is an upaya, mechanical. Therefore, he says, Kanchit Visesham Analambya. Sahasa means at once. It means directly, and it is an avyaya, indicable, without taking recourse to some upadhi. So it is not possible. Again, niralambanam, niralambanach, niralambanacha kartum ashakya. It is not possible to make the buddhi free of any hold. Our buddhi needs something to hold on to and say, this is my that is me. Anything you deny, the buddhi will assume the denial self. Buddhi will assume the denial self as security. Anything, any denial becomes a prompt for the upadhi, for the buddhi. You cannot make this buddhi niralambana, alambanam, alambana shunyam, free from any attributes. Any denial becomes a prompt for the buddhi. You cannot make this buddhi niralambana, alambana shunya, free from any alambana, any kind of leaning. It can hold on to a concept called shunyam. It can hold on to a concept called shunyam and say shunyoham. So you give something positive, or you negate something, it will hold on to the concept of negation. You give something positive or you negate something, it will hold on to the concept of negation. When you say neti neti, not this, not this, it will hold on to it and say it is beyond mine. Whole lifetime, that becomes buddhi's alambanam, that I have to keep negating everything. Therefore, so when you say neti neti, not this, not this, you hold on to it and say it is beyond mind. Whole lifetime, that becomes buddhi's alambanam, that I have to keep negating everything. Therefore, you require an intelligent upaya to overcome this and make the buddhi recognize Brahman. What is the upaya? Drishta shariratma samanya kalpanaya. By an imaginary in which you visualize the seen body as a bird. This shariram, body, is drishtam, seen by you. You are the drik, the seer. This body is sighted as a bird. And from there, one is gradually led to the pratyagatma through successive inner anatmas, which are visualized as birds supporting the preceding ones. This is the upaya, like the famous analogy of Shakagra Chandra Darshana Nyaya. In the tradition, it is said that sighting the third day moon of Shukla Paksha, bright fortnight, is auspicious. It is a thin crescent. The sun has set, the crescent has already appeared. Somebody is able to see, you do not see it. It is too far for his hand to point it out. He has to make you see. He leads you to see that Vidyan Upaya. Hey, do you see the tree there? Yes. Do you see the branch going right? Yes. Do you see the branch forking into a two? Yes. Do you see the right branch? You go all the way up to the end of that branch. Just above you see. Shaka Gre Chandraha. At the tip of the branch you see the moon. Shaka Gre. Shaka Yaha Gre. Shaka Gre Chandraha. At the tip of the branch you see the moon. It has nothing to do with the branch. Nothing to do with the tree, nothing to do with that person. But the one who has the sight of the moon transfers to you in this way. But the one who has the sight of the moon transfers to you in this way. This is the method of teaching. You drive the person to a corner from where he or she cannot but see. Where we are not denying a problem. Nor do we dissociate with it. The teaching does not stop with the statements, this is not you, this is not you. It points out, this is you. Annamaya is you, but you are not Annamaya. Then you are completely released from Annamaye, Atma Buddhihi, and so on. You are led to know yourself as Brahman, which is the support of Annamaya to Anandamaya to Annamaya. Everything other than Brahman is mithya all the way. Tasyedame vashiraha ayam dakshinav pakshaha ayam uttarav pakshaha ayam atma idam puccham pratishtha tadapyesha shloko bhavati iti prathamonu vakaha. Now, from here onwards, actually already we started the panchakosha prakriya. The panchakosha prakriya, panchakosha vivekaha, analysis of five koshas is a unique method of unfoldment belonging to Taittiriya Upanishad. See, Taittiriya Upanishad is very, very popular for this method. Okay? And that method has already started. From Annamaya onwards. Let me tell you, let us go back to the mantras and see, let us see the first full anuvaka before we go to the second anuvaka. If you go to page number 13. If you go to the last paragraph, we can see that mantras are there. Now for it to homework, we have to practice these mantras. Taittiriyam has to be memorized because it has swaras also. If you go to page number 740, let us recite the mantras now. The first anuvaka, let me show you what it is. Now the first anuvaka must be very thorough for you. See, Taittiriya Upanishad Anandavalli. Brahma vida apnoti param. That is sutra bhuta vakyam, aphoristic statement which reveals the fact that knower of Brahman attains moksha, absolute end, param. That one sentence alone is a Brahmana vakyam, sentence belonging to the Taittiriya Upanishad, which is going to be briefly explained by the following mantra, Rig mantra. Tadesha bhyukta. Tad, that esha abhyukta. This has been commented upon. This has been abhyukta, means this is elaborately mentioned or commented upon. By what? Abhyukta means mantra. Rig mantra. So rik is a stilinga shabda. That's why esha abhyukta means this rik has been quoted. Esha, this rik. Abhyukta has been quoted. I want to make a note why Yesha. Yesha is a pronoun indicating Rik mantra. Yesha Rik Abhyukta has been quoted. This Rik has been quoted. Because Shlokaha means what? Abhyukta. katha abhyukta, pustak abhyuktam. So abhyukta because rik. Yesha rik, this rik which is following has been quoted in this regard, tad in this regard. I mean, with reference to this Brahmana Vakyam. What is rik now? Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. This is the definition of Brahma. It's a direct definition of Brahma. Swarupa lakshanam of Brahman. Then, yo vedanihi tanguhayam paramevyo man. So oshnute sarvan kamaan saha brahmana vipaschiteti. Until then. So satyam jnanam, satyam onwards, vipaschita iti. And vipaschita, until then rig mantra. And this rig mantra, which is quoted regarding what? Regarding the aphoristic statement. So this rig mantra gives a brief answer for three questions. What are they? What is Brahman? Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. That is an answer for the question, what is Brahma? And where is Brahman available for recognition? Yo nih guhayam nihitam, guhayam parame vyoman. That is the answer for where is Brahman available for recognition. The third question is, what is param? What does it mean by saying accomplishing the absolute end? That is sarvan kaman brahmanasah samashnute. That is the answer. There are three questions based on the first sentence are answered briefly, like a brief commentary. It's a rig mantra, in this rig mantra. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Yo vedanihi tanguhayam parame vyoman. Yo vedanihi tanguhayam parame vyoman. So oshnute sarvan kamaan saha. So oshnute sarvan kamaan saha. Brahmana vipaschiteti. Brahmana vipaschiteti. So until then rig mantra. Rig Veda mantra. In Yajurveda Upanishad, Rig Veda mantra is quoted. Now, iti is not a Rig Veda mantra. Brahmana vipaschita, there ends Rig mantra. Iti is an indication of the end of the mantra. Afterwards, again Upanishad comes. Brahmana, prose sentence comes. Tasmadva etasmad atmana akashas sambhutaha. Akashad vayuh vayor agnihi agnerapaha adhyav prithivi prithivya oshadhayah oshadhibhyonam annat purushah. This much alone is the tatastha lakshanam of Brahma. Which part? Tasmadva onwards. Annat purushaha. Until then, the creation. Until then, creation is discussed. The small portion of mantra, the first anuvaka, presents the creation. Creation is very briefly presented, which stands for, what is presented here stands for the creation of the whole cosmos. What it implies is the entire cosmos. Right from space, everything has come into existence from Brahman. Therefore, what is that you have to derive from there finally? Everything has come into existence from Brahman means, Brahman is like the cause of the universe is Brahma. Universe is the effect. Therefore, universe is non-different from Brahma. Brahman is non-separate from the universe. Therefore, what? Universe is no independent existence. Therefore, universe is mithya, Brahman is satyam. Where Brahman alone is in the form of the universe. So universe is another name for Brahman. There's no really universe. What is only Brahma. This is the lesson we have to arrive at. Okay, this is the very brief answer, which means Brahman is in the form of existence of the universe. We have to remember Sat. Okay, Brahman is in the form of existence of the universe. This is the brief lesson. So here, this is called Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahma. So Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma is a Rupa Lakshanam. So Tasmadva onwards, until Annat Purushaha, this portion discussing the creation, cosmology, is what Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahma. It is indirect definition of Brahma. It presents what is Brahman, what is reality. Reality is the cause of the universe, which is in the form of existence of the universe. To arrive at the Brahman, obtaining as the existence of the universe, this methodology is presented. Then afterwards, Savayesha onwards, next Prakriya begins. So this Srishti, we should also take, Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman is actually Srishti Prakriya or Karanakarya Prakriya. Or Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya. Three Prakriyas mean the same. Srishti Prakriya, Karanakarya Prakriya and Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya. All three Prakriyas mean the same. The where is it given? That is Tasmadva onwards Annat Purushaha. Until then very briefly Srishtihi is discussed. Nothing. Just elements, plants and the human being. That's all mentioned. So all that stands for what? The entire universe. So very briefly mentioned. This is called what? Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman, which is also Srishti Prakriya, where you can find the Prakriya. Karnakarya Prakriya or Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya. And afterwards, Sava. Savayesha purusho narasamayaha tasyedameva shiraha ayam dakshinav pakshaha ayam uttarav pakshaha ayam atma idam puchyam pratishtha. Until then is what? First the panchakosha prakriya begins from Savayesha purusho narasamayaha onwards. Panchakosha Prakriya begins. There, Annamayaha is discussed in the first. Savayesha Purusho Narasamayaha. What is discussed there? Annamaya Kosha. Discussion of Annamaya. Annamaya Kosha is discussed from there. Then, the next, actually, Annamaya Kosha is not complete. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. So regarding this Annamaya Kosha also there is a Rig Mantra which is going to come. Now this Annamaya Kosha discussion commentary will start from next class. Okay. See Savayesha Purusho Narasamayaha. Until then if you see. No. Annat Purushaha. You stop with Annat Purushaha until then Srishti Prakriya. Tatastha Lakshanam. That's all. So Savayesha onwards, we have not yet completed. We have yet to see the Bhashyam. Okay? We'll see in the next class. We have today what we have completed means only Srishti Prakriya is complete. Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman is complete. We have yet to see Savayesha Purusha, etc. We have yet to see. So the first Anuvaka is not complete. Okay, that one particular portion is over. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.